football in the Atlantic Coast Conference is pretty serious stuff, with Clemson and Louisville and Florida State all mentioned in the national title talk. Lately, the whole conference has elevated the programs to compete with those kind of schools. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you so much for stopping by Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online if you'd like to give, support the show, or find out more at WWIB.com. North Carolina State has upped its game recently and is expected to challenge this year in the conference. 2 years ago, the Wolfpack went into Death Valley and nearly knocked off the third-ranked Clemson Tigers. And it was NC State place kicker Kyle Bambard who pushed a potential last-second game-winning field goal try to the right. State lost the game in OT. Bambard became the focus of unrelenting anger and threats from irate Wolfpack fans. His roommate, punter A.J. Cole, is on the phone with me back from Raleigh, North Carolina, for another day on Sports and Commentary. So, being a Christian, you had a chance to show the love of Christ to Kyle during that experience. Tell me about the story, will you?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the toughest things that I think he's been through. I mean, you know, I think it's important to know that everybody makes mistakes, everybody messes up, but just, you know, the exposure of what happened and just the media attention it got and just how many eyes were on him at that point, I think it was really a tough thing to go through. But I think that one of the biggest things that myself and other people I know were trying to, you know, let him know was, you know, our, like I was talking about earlier, who we are and where who we are in Christ matters so much more than who we are as a football player. So that was the biggest thing that I was just trying to let him know is, you know, most importantly, you're a son of God first and foremost, and then football player comes, you know, way below that. But I think the way that he's handled that situation has been, you know, incredible. I think a lot of people would really just consider quitting the game and would just give up on everything. And the way that he's handled it, that adversity, and really overcome it and worked as hard as anyone, I know I couldn't be more proud of who he is, and I couldn't be more proud to, you know, call him one of my best friends. So.
Yeah. In fact, I heard that when you guys got back to your dorm room that night, you insisted that the two of you sleep on couches in the living room because you didn't want him to be alone that night.
Yeah, I didn't want him to be alone. So I told him we're either sleeping on the couches in the living room or I'm asleep on your floor. It's one or the other. So he picked living room. But, yeah, we just watched a little TV, just tried to keep, you know, Sports Center off the television, just watching other things, talking, ordered some pizza, and just tried to, you know, keep his mind off it as much as possible, because obviously he had to show up to the football facility the next day and deal with all of that. So, you know, yeah, but that's kind of the way it went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that fans were tweeting stuff like, to Kyle, like, why didn't you just cut your own throat? Or just really rude, angry stuff. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't believe that. I mean, he just immediately, when he got to his phone, had to delete Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that. I mean, it's something that, you know, that'll never, the people who hide behind keyboards on the internet will never let it go. I mean, the other day a video was posted of the kid who just came in, Chris Dunn, making the 50-yard or kicking the 50-yard field goal, and you know, people are, you know, this is two years later, and people are tweeting at him, mentioning him, and saying, like, you know, just awful things, like, you know, we finally got a kicker, get out of here. Like, I mean, it's been 2 years, and then people are still, I mean, couple months ago he had a comment, he just posted a picture on his Instagram, and he had, you know, comments under that that were, and it wasn't even a football picture. So, you know, there's been a bunch of tough stuff that's gone on social media and stuff, but he's tried his hardest to maintain, you know, thick skin.
Oh, that is crazy. Well, you had an opportunity, like I said, to show him the love of Christ. Christ showed his love to you at one point in your life. What happened there? How did you come to a personal relationship with Jesus?
I grew up with some great parents who raised me in the church and kind of just was always around it. Made a personal decision and got baptized like in the end of middle school. And you know, it's not always easy living the Christian life, but it's something that I've, you know, been working with my whole life. So, you know, it was such a blessing to have great parents like that who really taught me about, you know, the incredible grace of and the gift that Jesus gives us.
Praise God for that. AJ Cole, the punter for North Carolina State. He was the MVP for special teams last year. Enters the senior campaign with the third best career punting average in school history, and up for numerous awards. And this is going to be a pretty big year for you, I think.
We'll see. I really just want to, you know, help my team win games. So
good. Well, you guys had 9 wins last year, and there's every chance that you could increase that this year. Finished in the top 25 at NC State. AJ Cole, thank you for coming back. It's been a pleasure, an honor, a delight to have you on the show this week. God bless you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You too.